Hey y'all. I need to charge my phone. Hey y'all, welcome to the palace. Welcome back. Welcome and welcome back. So I'm sitting in the car. I just left the dentist. Y'all know I'm getting work done on my mouth. And I had to go. They were supposed to remove my stitches, but I bent up them bitches out because they were hurting. So she was like, all right, lay back so I can remove your sutures. I was like, girl, them things been gone. She was like, they gone? Girl, yes. I want to tell what the motherfuckers got. They was hurting my damn mouth. He had them too tight. And it was cutting in my damn gum line. So I took all of them out. Slowly but surely, I took them all out. So, and all they did was just looked at my mouth, you know, like the, what do you call it? Like where they removed the teeth or whatever. Made sure it wasn't infecting and that it was healing properly. And he said it was. So, what's this? Trash. So, yeah. It wasn't a long visit at all. It actually, to me, was a waste of time. But I guess not, because if my mouth was infected or something like that, then I would have needed, well, I already got antibiotics. But, I mean, I guess he would have needed to know. So, I was starving. So, I left there and went to Bojangles to get me some breakfast. I was hoping it was going to be like 10. Because I'm going to get some Zaxby fries. I love they crinkle fries. And I'm going to get my large sweet tea. But they don't open till 10. And I was done by 9:20. So, yeah. So, let me run to Walmart. I need to get some more storage bins. So, okay, let me eat my breakfast with them. Okay. I'm so glad my mouth is healing, y'all. That was the worst pain. That was the worst dental pain I've ever endured. And I've had root canals. I've had, what, one or two extractions. But, baby, this right here ain't have nothing on none of them. So, yeah. I got a lot to do. Y'all go follow my TikTok. Well, pizzaprincess.com is the website. But go follow Pieces of Princess TikTok page. I'm hoping to have something on there today. And to blow y'all away. Like, I know it's gonna blow you away. That's not what I'm hoping for. I'm just hoping that it gets uploaded today. The video gets done today. Bree is in charge of TikTok. And she wasn't feeling good yesterday. So hopefully she'll be feeling better today. Ow, I bit my lip. And we get us some action going. I'm doing homemade whip shea soap today. So that's why I'm getting some storage containers, because I need to pack up all of this stuff, because I've been making tumblers for the last, what, 2 weeks or a week. I made 10 of them. So I'm gonna move them out the way, package all that up, store it, you know, pack it up. And then make room for everything I need for my soaps. I'm so excited about that. I've been wanting to do the soaps for a while. And I finally got everything. I'm going to make it happen, Captain. That school was so good. Did y'all eat at Bojangles? I remember it used to be here when I was a little girl, and then it went away. And then maybe like, I don't know, maybe 7 years or so, it's been back. It's one right across the street from my house. That's the only one I go to, actually. But my biscuit look crusty on the ends. But when they fresh, they biscuits are bomb when they fresh. You don't have Popeye's biscuits? When it's nice and hot and fresh, it's really good. Every other time, it's really nasty. It tastes like cardboard. But you know who biscuits be on point every time? Motherfucking Chick-fil-A. They biscuits be on point every time. The regular size biscuit and the little mini chick biscuits. I mean, overall, Chick-fil-A be on point. Every now and then, I mean, and it's very few and far in between. Where Chick-fil-A, you have a bad encounter. And they always so good. So, like, when you do have a bad experience, you don't even want to, like, report it. Because it's like, shit, y'all damn near perfect. So I just charge it to the game. Because they don't owe me nothing. For real. So I'm going to run to Walmart, get a few bins. I'm going to get a couple pieces for Brie. I was thinking about cooking dinner. She been wanting Cajun pasta, but I don't feel like buying all that. I had to look the recipe up. And make it on. Oh, that drink. Ugh. Sometimes when it go down, it just... Oh, goodness. Are you still getting on this bus? Oh, yes, he is. They riding on that. That bus drives. It's this little green bus. It look old. And I thought I saw a man get off of it. But I guess it was a group of them. And I only saw the one. So one young boy just hopped on. So they traveling in the little bus. It's like a little, you know what they call the short bus, the little school bus, the short bus. It's one of them. People crazy. A short bus. Oh my God. It's not even that crowded at this Walmart. It's hit or miss here. Sometimes it be overly, like, just ridiculously crowded. And then sometimes it be like ghost town. I guess it depends on the time that you come in. I bet you he finna get on the bus, too. Watch what I tell you. Yeah. It's some young boys. He finna get on the bus, too. I wonder where they're going or where they're coming from. The license plate is a New York plate. Because they had a yellow and blue, right? I know they ain't driving this school bus all the way from New York. I want to ask. I'm so damn nosy. It ain't nosy. I just be curious. And it's not the same thing before you say that. I just I don't want to know to be in a business. I don't know how to explain it. I just want to know, like, did that bus really, like, y'all drove that bus all the way from New York? I will be curious to know how many times they have to stop for gas. How much is it? Do you fill it up? How much is it to fill that bus up? Is it a comfortable ride? Can you even do that? Can you even drive that bus like that? I mean, I guess if the license plate got New York, you know, he live in my apartment, so I know his truck. So, black older man, I think he retired. I be wondering where he be going at in the mornings. It's probably the Walmart, because he ain't got nothing else to do. He got out to open the door for her. They young. His daddy taught him well. Or his mama, or whoever. He a young dude. Look, he hugging up on her. Aw, that's cute. Young love, you know? I'm cool. Just that fast. Excuse me, y'all. But I'm gonna say this, because guess what? It'll be a good little snack. But later on, okay. I've been eating out of my food several times, and so if it's a big meal, like from a restaurant or something, I can eat out of it like 3 or 4 times. That's why a lot of times, you know, everybody's like, oh, you wasting it. Why are you ordering that? And you know you can't eat it. First of all, mind your business. Thank you. Second of all, you ain't paying for it. So again, mind your business. Thank you. Third of all, I might pay $20 for this meal, but I'm going to eat out of it 4 times. So I'm really not paying $5 a meal, whereas you probably finish the whole thing. And that's a whole $20. Or even if you come back, then bust it down, that's $10. But I'm still paying less because I'm eating out of it 4 times. So that's 4 times I don't have to eat no other food. And that's 4 times I don't have to spend no more money. So again, mind your business. Thank you. Please and thank you. Okay. What else, y'all? I got so much. I got a lot of energy right now. I got so much going on, y'all. Like, I'll be able to tell y'all, like, the tea. Okay. Just give me, like, 24 hours. Because today is why is her seat up so close, girl? Oh my gosh. Oh, she is so close to that steering wheel, y'all. Like, her boobs is like on the horn. I don't quite understand that. I will be so uncomfortable. Matter of fact, y'all know I have a Challenger now, right? So, it's a four-seater. It's a two-door four-seater. I mean, I guess you could say 5 because you got a little middle piece. But, you know, we be thick. So, really, like, it's 2 people. So, it's comfortably seats 4 people. However, I have decided that I'm no longer having more than 3 people in my car because of several reasons. First of all, it's a two-door, so it's so annoying to have to let the seat up and hold the seat belt so the person in the back can get out and not trip and all of that. It's so annoying. Second, I'm tall. I'm 5'7". So, right now my seat is all the way back. It can't go back no further because I like to have my legs stretched out when I drive, because if I'm all bent up like a pretzel, I'm getting cramps, and I'm not going to be trying to drive and be uncomfortable, like, no. So, if it's, say, me, Bri, and Kim, Bri get in the back, which Bri, she tall, but she's slender, so she like to sit with her feet up on the seat and stuff like that, so she'll sit behind Kim on the passenger side, because Kim's shorter than me, first of all. And Bri can, you know, she have more room. But then when it's a fourth person and now my seat got to be moved and I'm feeling like a pretzel, I'd be so irritated. Like, yo, I can't drive like this. So, I don't know. When I bought this car, like, this car I wanted, so I didn't really care about nobody else. I wasn't thinking about nobody else, really. But I knew that Bree, you know, she'll make it work. So, it was no big deal. But I wasn't thinking about, like, traveling with people in my car. Like, you know what I'm saying? I wasn't thinking like that. So, if my mama over to the house and we want to go out to eat, and, you know, it's me, Kim, my mama, and Bree, again, uncomfortable. So, yeah. I said that to say I don't know how that lady could sit up that close to that steering wheel and be so uncomfortable, because I know I ain't up on the steering wheel and I be, my feet be cramping up, like, no. And I just had to readjust my seat because it was messed up and I was too close and feeling like a pretzel. And I was like, something ain't right. This ain't how my, I usually have way more room than this. But I just had to mess with the adjustments. Like, not only is the seat all the way back, it can't go back no more. But also, like, you know how you can push in, like, the, what do you call it? Like, the cushions on the seat, the back part and the leg, and you can go up and down in the seat. I had to adjust all of that, and I got it back right. So, yeah. This ain't that type of party. So, basically, if it's a group of us, then you need to drive your car. I'm going to drive my car, and we just meet there, because all this just making me uncomfortable. I can't. And not only that, like, I had, Brie bought me a princess pink teddy bear for Valentine's. And I put her, she matches the car perfectly, because y'all know I got the inside pink, and I got the white on the outside, and then, you know, pink accessories. So, she matched, you know, perfectly, and she fit in with the theme and everything. So I put her seatbelt on her, she in the middle, right? There go two more boys finna get on the van, on the bus. This is so weird. They got groceries. I've never seen, like, somebody really use a bus to, like, travel. They using it like a RV. So they finna load the groceries. Yep. The boy coming off the bus to help. They finna load the groceries on the bus. And I guess they all got a seat and they just sit down. I mean, I can see how it's a comfortable ride as far as, like, you got space. You can stretch out. You can go to sleep. I can see that. And I can see how it would be fun. If it's a bunch of y'all, y'all could play games. You know, like I said, everybody got their own seat, so you comfortable. I mean, I can see it. I've just never seen it. Now I'm kind of like, dang, I want to drive a couple hours on the bus. So anyway, so yeah, nobody can't sit in the middle. You only can sit on each side, and you really can't sit on my side. So it's really for three people. So figure it out, and it's not on my side. That's how I feel. That's what it is, because... Mm-mm. Like, we took my car on this trip to Atlanta, and it was packed with stuff, and I had a brand new can of Pringles that I bought on the road, and I was looking for them for my little snack on the way back. I couldn't find them. Got home, guess what? Can bust behind me, and, all the shit was all over the place. All the chips was out the can, all over the floor, on the mat. So, I'm probably not taking my car on the road no more. Because, like, people don't, they don't appreciate your stuff. They don't take care of your stuff. And especially, like, on the road, because you in vacay mode. And, you know what I'm saying, like, it's not theirs. And some people don't even take care of their own shit. So, So it's super annoying because I'm not like that. If I'm in somebody's shit or I'm using somebody's shit or whatever, I'm treating it better than I would my own. Because A, I don't want to hear your mouth if I fuck something up. B, I don't want to have to replace whatever it is. And C, that's just not how I am. So here come another man. I bet he getting on the bus. So yeah, that frustrates me more. Because I wouldn't do somebody's stuff like that. So, 9 out of 10. If we going on the road, we got to get a rental car. Which means more money. Plus, I don't want to be putting all the miles on my car anyway. My car is not the out-of-town car. So... I don't want all the miles on my car. I got my car in September. It had 29 miles, I think. And it's, what is this? April? Almost the middle of April. Well, yeah, April 15th. And so I got 5,700 miles. So, what is this? April, May, June, July, August, September. So in 5 months, if I hit I got cut off, y'all. I have my phone on Do Not Disturb. And somehow, I still get called on the phone. So, I don't know why that is. But, yeah. I forgot what I was talking about. But, anyway, I done went in Walmart. I think I bought 10 more storage bins. So, when I get back to the house, I'm gonna, I'm gonna pack up all of the, what do you call it?
And the ad.
I don't know what's wrong with this. I'm gonna end up finding another show to podcast on because, I don't know. I was gonna say I might just stop and just do my lives because. This app is getting worse and worse. It just shuts off and not save your work, or it shuts off and then you can't save your work. It's just too many glitches, too much going on. So annoying. But anyway, I'm gonna go home, store all the Tumblr stuff. And then bust out everything for the soap. And I'm going to get to working on the soaps. The most exciting part about making the soaps is the coloring. Like coming up with the color combos. And yeah, I think that would be my favorite part. Not so much. Some people like the piping part, but I'm not a baker. I don't even know, like, I've done it a couple times, but I haven't perfected it, and it gets messy, so that's my least favorite part right now, but I'm sure once I get it down, it'll become my favorite part, because seeing all the colors mixed and going into the containers is, it's like, you know, that's you seeing your finished product, that's the satisfaction part, just not yet. Not quite yet. Look like it's gonna rain. I'm good and full. I really could crawl right back in the bed. But I'm not. Got stuff to do. Today is actually a very important day. Like I said, I'll clue you in like 24 to 48 hours. Yeah. We'll just leave it there. Cause y'all know once I get to talking, I just don't know how to shut my mouth. And I want to be able to get full information, so that's why. that is why I just want to make soap all day today. Oh, another favorite part would be, okay, so my favorite part would be coming up with the names, because I name all of my products, mostly. Coming up with the color combinations, selecting a fragrance, and that's it for now. In the future, like I said, once I get the hang of it, it will be the piping part, I'm sure. It'll probably be the whole process. First thing came to my mind. I'm not even gonna say that. Ideals meal. What'd that say? Home crush. What? My calendar, y'all, like, no joke, my calendar is booked up to like mid-May. To like May 20th. When I look at my schedule, I just be like overwhelmed, like motherfucker. But I'd rather have it there than in my brain. Because that's why I was feeling so overwhelmed and unaccomplished and forgetful, and, you know. So I'd rather have it sitting on my calendar than sitting in my head. But it's a lot. Like, to see all of the thoughts and all of the tasks and events and just things I have to do. It's crazy. And it's pop. It's not, I don't have a lot on my calendar for my personal stuff. It's all business stuff. It's so overwhelming. It's so overwhelming. But I love that it's organized, accessible. And note it, you know what I mean? Because a lot of stuff I forget to do or I have missing parts. And it's all because I forget. Because it's just too much to remember. But it helps me hunk, luck, crush the 2021 queen. Girl, what is all that you got on your car? I don't know. Not understanding. But yeah, it makes me feel good to be able to check stuff off the list, like completed tasks, because I can see you know, I can see progress. So try it, y'all. Try it. Organize your life, okay? I still haven't bought my son an apartment. And we are a month overdue. This weekend, I'm not doing anything, y'all. I am staying home and chillaxing. I'm working on Pop and doing, like, my personal business stuff. I'm not focused on nothing else. I'm not going to have my god baby. I'm not going out of town. I'm not having nobody come over. I got to do, like, admin stuff. If I haven't found an apartment for my son, I got to find one this weekend. Because time is of the essence. Yeah. Keep counting on me to make this happen for him. So, yeah. Come on, big mama. Why is you slowing down? Go, go with the flow of traffic, honey. Go. Is you got your license from Cracker Jack box? You just don't know how to drive. So I don't know if I told y'all. I probably have. They built this new hotel, which they have one I think in Tampa, maybe Orlando. And I'm sure other places, but the Margaritaville, they built one here on the beach. And ever since I found out they were building it, I was like, I want to stay there because it's on the water. And let me run ahead and see if I forgot a package by chance. They're on the water, and you know, like right there on the water, and I want to stay there. I've eaten there because they got a bar and grill, so I've eaten there I think 3 times now, and the food is really good. So I'm thinking about Christmas. I wanted to go to Paris for Christmas. Last year we went to Orlando. We stayed at the Gaylord. We were there for 4 days. We had a good time. It's pricey, you know, so I was like, well, we can do that then, you know, how about we take it out of the States and go to Paris? So I looked at some places and it's affordable, especially right now, but I just don't know, like, are they going to lift travel bans and like, what are the restrictions and all that stuff? I really don't want to deal with that. But then I was like, what about Hawaii? Cause Hawaii is pretty affordable also. I was thinking about Hawaii. But it's just so close from our Vegas trip. Like, we literally just did Christmas, spent a pretty penny on that. And then we are doing Vegas, spending a pretty penny on that. Not to mention this past weekend, we went to Atlanta and spent a pretty penny on that. Like, a month before our Vegas trip. So, I'm just like, you know, I don't want to, you know, keep spending money like that. So even though it's worth it and it's worth the memories and stuff like that, but I'm just like, maybe I should chill. I haven't decided. Y'all know I be so indecisive. I'll say one thing and then turn around and do the opposite. But yeah, I think if we don't go anywhere, I definitely don't want to be home though. That's kind of lame. Like, if you had a house and, you know, you decorated the outside and decorated the inside and you had people traveling from out of town and, you know, that type of vibe, cool. But that ain't my type of vibe. I don't have that going on. So I don't want to wake up on Christmas and be home. Like, I just don't want to do that. So I was like, maybe we should do the hotel on the beach. And it's pricey, but it will be more than half less than if we went somewhere out of town. And, you know, I could come up with, like, games and, I mean, I just think it'll be cool. First of all, I think it'll be cool to wake up on Christmas at the beach. Like, even if it's cold, you know what I'm saying? Which is usually not cold here like that. So not so much to get in the water and stuff like that, but just the vibe. Just the vibe. I don't know. I'm thinking about it. But then it's just like, even though we're in at the brand new hotel on the beach, you still in the same city, so you still going to the same restaurants, you still doing the same, you know. So I don't know if it's worth it. So I'll probably do something on a small scale, but I think I do want to do like a ocean front wherever we decide to go, but still like cheap, small scale. So up the coast or down the coast, but maybe just waking up at the beach. I think it'll be kind of cool to do like a Airbnb on the water and just invite everybody, like our little crew who we travel with and hang with, which is Kim, me, Bree, my mom, my god sister Gracie, baby, my son, and then his girlfriend. And then Bree has a friend now, so even her friend. I think it'd be fun. And my mama don't have a boo, so maybe y'all, that damn Noah's looking stupid in the face. But usually her friend, one of her girlfriends, will hang with us. So maybe I'll look into that. I think that'll be fun. So we all still be together. And just get a Airbnb on the water. I just think that'd be so lit to wake up and like the water. I love the water. I love the beach. I love lakes. I love rivers. I love pools. You know, I just love water, period. So, you know, for me, that's a big deal. Anybody else probably like, eh. Yeah, I think that'd be fun. So I think that's what I'm going to do. I think I just made my mind up. Find something nice, affordable, and go from there. He look goofy. Walk goofy. Sure. But yeah, I'm gonna run ahead and get this package. I'll be back, y'all.